This is Jesse.
Oh, hi, Jesse. My name's Tara. I'm over at Local Splash. How are you today?
I'm good.
Good. Well, the reason for my call, we're a data service provider to Google and Bing. And what prompted my call to you is we wanted to speak with you about listing J squared on that first page of Google for your keywords there, like your services in your area. And
Okay. Certainly
you've used Google before, right? Once or twice
yeah.
in your – okay, I figured. So, you know when you do that search, you'll get that map of the local area. It'll pop up in the middle there. And then next to that map, there's a list of some of the local companies that service
yeah.
within that area. Okay, perfect. So that's where we'd be listing you. Now, the reason you're getting this call today is they had one of those first page positions become available in your geographic area. So we're assigned to that area today. There's a team of agents who will be calling through. And the
mm-hmm.
rule that Google has for us in order to maintain our contract with them is that we can work with one business per position. So once that open position is filled there today, we can't accept any additional companies in from your territory who offer the same services. So that way you'll always be one of the local options for people. You know, at that moment that they're ready to make that call, you'll be right there to catch them too. And that'll make sense so far, right?
Yeah.
Okay, beautiful. And a couple of questions, Jesse. How long have you been in business with that name, J Squared Contracting and Home Inspections?
A little over 2 years.
2 years, okay. And it's just you, or do you have like a helper or a crew or a partner?
The business partner and subcontracts.
And you subcontract. Okay. Okay, great. And then for something like this, I understand it's a partnership. Either after 2 years, I mean, either one of you are authorized to make like a marketing decision or marketing purchase like Google on behalf of the company?
Me and my business partner are both able to make, we're both able to make those kind of decisions, but we don't make them without the other's consent.
Oh, okay. Okay. So if I were to pull up the pricing and you like what you heard, he's just a phone call away if you did feel like you wanted to move forward?
Yeah, I mean, if you'd like to go over that, I can talk with my business partner about it and we can see if that we can fit that kind of thing in a budget or something like that.
Okay, yeah, let me pull that up. And so I know that Springfield is home base for you, but how
mm-hmm.
far are you typically traveling for the work?
It really just depends on, we've gone up to two to three hours, for work before. It just really depends on if it's worth the time and if a customer knows that they're going to have to pay for, the travel or lodging, that comes with that.
Okay.
Some people
are
willing to do so and some people don't, so.
Right, depending. So for something like a general contracting work, you're going a little bit further than the home inspections?
Yeah, we typically do our contract work significantly more than home inspections.
Okay, that's kind of what I figured. And then I was looking for a website for J Squared, and when I type the business name into that box, you know, it'll show me all the different places that you're listed online now. And I see some directory listings, but I didn't see a standalone site out there for you. There isn't one that I'm missing, is there?
No, we don't have one currently. We haven't had one built yet. We had planned on getting one taken care of this year, but as of right now for a website, we get enough work through word of mouth that a website hasn't been necessary. But we want to get one that a way we have that availability for people to be able to go and take a look at our pictures and stuff. Our main website, if you would call it that, we have a Facebook page, for our business that has our, like before and after pictures and, posts and things like that.
Oh, Facebook. That's perfect. Okay. A lot of companies do that. That'll work. That'll work for now. And then one other thing I noticed. So when I was looking for a website for you, what I found was an Angie's Leads listing. Is that current or was that a little earlier on?
We just started that actually.
Oh, you did? Okay. How do you like it so far?
We haven't done anything with it. We literally just started. We just started with them over the last couple of days. So our profiles getting set up and things like that. We haven't even gone in and customized anything. We have a representative that's, supposed to call me back today to finish setting some of that stuff up.
Oh, the profile page thing. Okay.
Yes.
Got it. So can I ask, when you signed up for Angie's, what were you hoping to achieve? Was it more contracting work or inspections or just more work in general?
More contract work and more work in general. We're trying to generate a certain amount of income per week, or even per month, that is going to be adequate for our company, or even push it further to get to the point to where we can hire a couple of people to help us with our extra work and stuff as well.
Oh, okay. Well, it sounds like the timing might be perfect then for this spot that they have available there today on the Google listing. And the good news is you're still new enough in business. You can qualify for the promotional rate that they have. It's a reduced rate just for our newer companies. Let me grab Amy. She's my regional manager for the area to apply that rate for me. I will get you that pricing right now. And so, Jesse, being that they have that area open for programming today, if we could make Google affordable, that's not a bad idea, right, to list yourself there as an option?
Possibly. Like I said, it would be something I'd have to know what we're getting into, and I'd have to go over it with my business partner before I could make that decision.
Absolutely, of course. I can understand that. And if you did feel like you wanted to secure that spot, I mean, your partner's just a phone call away, right?
It depends on what job each one of us is working at. I mean, I could give him a call, but he may or may not answer until he's available.
Okay. Yeah, as long as you're willing to give it a try, I'll grab Amy to apply the rate. Hang on here.
Hello, Jesse.